Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Orot HaKodesh, Shamaran Rav Zatzal. Ve'anachnu be'chelek bet, be'ot hey achtut HaKolelet, amud shin sadi zayin, ve'apiska zot mufi'a, gamken, כמובן בספר שמונה קבצים, ספר אורס הקודש is taken from the שמונה קבצים, and it appears in the first קבץ, and אוסיוס קוף חופטס, and קוף למית. אומר הרב זצל, דבר מדהים מאוד, והשיעור הזה, הוא נשמת בתיה בת מרדכי. יש יצר הרע נסתר מאוד במעמקי הנפש. קנאה מרכבת עצמות. There is a very hidden יצר הרע in the depths of the soul. A jealousy that makes one's bones rot. It says in the פוסק, רקב עצמו is קנא. פוסק in Proverbs in the 14th chapter in the 30th פוסק. אז זה יצר הרע נסתר מאוד במעמקי הנפש. There's this יצר of kina that rats one's bones. המביאה רפיון ומחשקים לכל רעיון של אורה. That brings weakness and darkness to every idea of light. It's just it verschwachs a person, it makes a person weak. It makes a person feel dark and despair. Hakena hi muzara. It's an odd, bizarre type of kina. Rabim lo yakiruha. Most people do not recognize it. Mipnei sheyeshnam kama gormim shemon'im et ha-safa mi-le-ha-bi'a. Because there are numerous causes that prevent the language from expressing it. Aval hi yeshna, but she exists. Nirdema hi b'machbo'ei ha-nefesh ha-enushit. She is sleeping or residing quietly, latently, in the depths of the human soul. V'yotzet lefamim b'tzurot shonot. And it comes out sometimes in various ways. One of the beautiful things of Kitvei Maran HaRav is that it helps you get to know the most important person in the world for you. And that's yourself. To know yourself is mamish the most important. To know yourself, to know God, and to know how to relate. It's more important than anything else. People spend so much time reading newspapers and talking about the news and going from this website to that website and scrolling up and scrolling down with their machines. And what about their soul? They have to get to know their soul. They're missing out on knowing their soul. So now today we're going to find out something about our soul that we didn't know, that many people have, they weren't aware of it, and it's going to be shocking, sweet friends. But we have to say it. חוץ מצורתה האמיתית, כי דרכן של כל התוצאות של הקנה שאינן מתלבשות כי הן במבוש נוכרי, ונושאות עליהם תמיד שם זר. So, kina is enclosed in a foreign garb and has a foreign name. Kina is a negative thing, obviously. As the Rav speaks about, there's a tikkun for every midah. Here he writes, chutz mitzurata amitit. It doesn't appear in its true form. It appears in its negative form. All this kina. There's a positive to kina also. But this is the negative aspect of kina. What's this kina? What's this kina that's bad? This negative kina. Hakina muzara zot, this odd, bizarre, strange kina. Ha-kin'ah be'elokim, is that a person, believe it or not, sweet friends, is jealous of God. Wow. It's heavy. Ha-adam mikaneu be'elokim al oshro ha'en sofi. Man is jealous of God for his infinite happiness, Hashlemuto hamuchletet, and its complete shlemus. In other words, what does God lack? Nothing. What do we lack? Everything. God gets to be in charge, and we have to be his subjects. He gets to decide everything, and he lacks nothing. So if someone thinks about that, and even if they don't think about it, maybe their soul knows it, they can feel this jealousy of Hashem. Akina zot koremet akmimut hadat v'cheshchat ha-machshava. This jealousy causes a distortion of one's knowledge and a darkening of one's thought. Timtum ha-sechel v'rogez ha-ruach. A sealing off of one's intellect and an enraging of one's spirit. U'kishakol ha-emtzayim. And when all of the means are not sufficient to contain its anger, its fury, this kina, its jealousy, it reaches a stage, a point of absolute denial. Et ha'oketz shel ha'kin'ah ha'doker nora. It denies God, it comes to kfira, chas shalom, in order to remove from the pain the soul that is eaten by this rat, because again, jealousy rattens a person's bones, causes them to rot. The sharpness of this kina, that is so sharp and stinging, and the stabbing kina, he calls it. Hakina doker nora, that stabs one in an awesome, hadoker ba'ofen nora, that stabs one in an awesome way, in a scary way. Ein merape lemachala, ein merape lemachala zo, ki im ha'ara elyona shel da'at elokim, v'berur uv'omek higayon. There is no healing for this illness, just with the divine light of knowing God, with clarity and with a depth of logic. המתפשטת בדורנו בתור מחלת הזמן. There is no healing for this illness, just the divine light of knowledge of Hashem with clarity and the depth of logic. We already translated. These unique paths, in particular, for removing the illness, the nega of this jealousy, that when we remove it, we will also be free of all of its consequences and outcomes that she enclothes herself in, until the machala, the illness of the kfira, the boring kfira. Shamem means boring. Everybody who's a parent of Israeli children, that God was mezakami. To be a parent of Israeli children. I don't know how I have such a schus, but Baruch Hashem. In any event, kids have a song. Mishamem li. I'm bored. So here the Rav says, Mechalat ha-kfira ha-mishu'amemet. So what this is based on, a Rashi in Ksubis, as Rav Tzuriel notes in his footnote to the Shmoneh Kvatzim, came out without footnotes, and then it came out with footnotes. So, Rashi in Ksubas Nuntes on the base. So, it brings to this shigaon, this insanity, this insane denial of God that's spreading in our generation as the illness of our times, this kfira. So there are basically two ways to overcome this kina. Achat, and I told you there are two ways. Achat hi netiva madait tehura, a pure knowledge-based path. Vashnia madit musarit, and the other, and a knowledge ethical-based path. Hanetiva madait mevareret, the intellectual path, the understanding the metaphysics of the matter clarifies. Shahevdel shebein ha'elokim v'ha'olam talui hu rak b'de'a v'hasaga v'orchot ha'chaim. That the difference between Hashem and the world depends only on knowledge, perception, and a way of life. The more the deya is elevated, in other words, what separates us from God is our deya. The more we elevate our deya, the more we get close to Hashem. And the in its great exaltedness, the great exaltedness of man, and his complete recognition, he finds everything is included in Hashem. So, obviously we know that the cook himself said that everything he writes, he has a mocker in the Arizal. It's all based on, much of what the Rav writes is based on Kabbalah, Kabbalah and philosophy. So there's a good Yid in Eretz Yisrael, who's in Shari Ches Rechavi area, Rav Yosef Avivi. And he wrote a sefer, Namar B'Sorim, Kabbalat HaRa'aya, explaining the unique Kabbalistic perspective of Rav Kook. I haven't read it. I think I once tried to start, and it was left me in the dust. Maybe I should try again. In any event, he explains that this is the Rav expressing the opinion of the Bala Tanya, but the Rav himself, later on, in Piska Kuf Lamed, says his own opinion, that man isn't being misa'achid with Hashem himself, but with Hashem's ideals, ima ideali me'alokim, whatever that means, al pi kabbalah, but it means not Hashem himself. In any event, but here he's going with the mahalach of the Bala Tanya. So you have to realize you're included in godliness. Ve'atzmiut ha'pratit shel kol prat mipirtei havaya einenu ki'im hitgalut elokut. And the individual essence of every detail, of the details of creation, are just revelations of godliness, hazorachat, that is shining, bigvanim shanim lefanenu, in different hues before us. Ulefi zeh kol ha'osher eloki, halo osher shel hakol. God's happiness is everybody's happiness. In other words, we're just a reflection of the divine. We're just one prat. We're one minor detail in the greater divine scheme of things. Where do we come from? Our world is part of elokut. Part of godliness. So what are you jealous of? You're on the team. Nachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu encompasses the whole team and he's above the team. Okay, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol. But you are a player on this team. So what's there to be jealous of? You're jealous of yourself. Ve'osher hu alechu mitgadel koma shiyidiyah alokit hi holechet u'mitbareret. In other words, the more we understand this, the more we have this metaphysical knowledge and understanding that we are part of godliness, and that we realize there's nothing to be jealous of anymore. V'zeu sod ha'oneg ha'na'ala shel ha'hasaga ha'elokit. And that is the secret of the elevated pleasure of perceiving God. Why? Shu'alech v'chashet och shu'alion. Because you feel Hashem's simcha, Hashem's satisfaction, Hashem's perfection, shlemuton etzchit, is eternal perfection. Hamleah chedva ve'oz, oz v'chedva b'mkom, the pasuk says, God is filled with chedva and oz. I don't know why the Rav switches it around, chedva ve'oz and then oz v'chedva. Same idea. joy and strength. Ve'en kan makom l'shum kina. There's no place for kina. That's one way of healing this bizarre kina. So we learned that the kina, the jealousy that one has from the borei, is the cause of kfira, and it's only healed when one realizes that the world is part of a locus, and you are part of this world. You're Davik Bashem, so you're part of that. Hanetiva shniya, himada'it musarit, shehashlemut v'chiyuv ha-metziut ha-elokit, hitzluya b'midat ha-tzedek ha-chofshit. V'chol mi sheya'aleh et chofshiyut ritzono be'otah mida shel ha-tzedek ha-male, she-elokim hu na'aleh v'chefzo ha-shalem, בצדק החופשי והמוחלט, הרי הוא משתאב בגופה דמלכה, וקונה לו את השלמות האלוקית, מצד ביטולו על האור האלוקי בעונג פנימי, ואין שום מעצור משום נמצא לרומם את חפצו חופשי למרום הצדק האלוקי. וכפי אותה המידה שאדם מתקרב על מידת הצדק האלוקית, הרי הוא מתעלה ונעשה איש אלוקי, ונמצא השלמות האלוקית מחויבת לאלוקים מצד הצדק החופשי שלו, שהיא זכות השווה לכל, שאין מקום לקנאה. The other solution to this problem is to be משתחרר, to free yourself from your animalistic side, from your nefesh habemis. So it means מידס הצדק החופשיס, to be a righteous person, and you have the free will to do so. God is absolutely righteous, and the more you are, you're mishtayv b'gufa d'malka, which is a Kabbalistic term, which means you are swallowed in, absorbed into the body of the king, kiviyachol, into elokus, into godliness, and you're kona yerushalaymus, because you're mevatel yourself to the godly light with internal oneg. And there is nothing stopping you from doing so. The more you do that, the more you're elevated, you become godly, and then there's no room for jealousy anymore. Because now you've been nish'av, you've been absorbed into godliness. So one way of overcoming the kina is by understanding that we are all sparks of godliness. That's where we come from. The whole world is a reflection of his oneness. We're part of that. And the other way is to be a righteous person. And then we become like God. And then we are ishtaba gufa d'malka. And we are and then one can achieve what I think they call in Latin unio mystica, where one is there's a union between one's neshama and Hashem. Okay, sweet friends, two very deep k'taim shtigalach in the Shmona Kvatzim and the Orot HaKodesh. And actually, in the Shmona Kvatzim, it's two different passages. The Rav splits it up. It's two letters in the Orot HaKodesh, which is the edited edition of the of passages of the Shmona Kvatzim. Harav Rav David Cohen, the Nazir, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha. So he was the editor. He combined these two ketayim into one. No, we should be Zochem Ritz Hashem to feel this Osher Eloki. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.